Brother Mike gave us the assignment to give an example of how to tell the difference between good or bad or right or wrong. And I thought about Brother David preached a message called Testing the Spirits not too long ago. And he said how look at a situation and see what motive is behind it. See whether it's evil or good or selfishness or loving one another. And so that helped me a lot. You know, we need to think about that when we're looking at a situation, not knowing who's in the right or who's in the wrong. When you come to a time in your life when you need to know which direction to take, if just look back and remember how you've been taught, and if you still aren't sure, then feel free to ask the Lord about it.
I got James 3, verse 14 through 17. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, and without partiality and without hypocrisy. And so, if you have a sudden urge to do something and it's based off of selfishness and deceit, then it's wrong. But if it's based off of love and truth, then it's good.
One of the best ways I can tell whether something is good or evil is just if it's the loving thing, if it follows the commandments to love your God and your neighbor.
When we come to a decision or whatever, we need to test it, like David was talking about a while ago, testing the spirits. And so when we come to something like that, we need to test it and make sure it's good before we do it.
A way that you can tell is by seeing all the things that Jesus did and said, and you know that's right, whatever because he was always just good. Wrong is just you can see what everyone's doing in the world, and you know that's not what Jesus wants.
I was thinking about lightness and darkness, and like Randall was saying, there's a spirit behind it, and like we were at a wedding last Friday, and it just seemed like there was just kind of a show, or just everybody was doing everything perfect and making a show. But it seemed like it just wasn't the light and there's difference between light and darkness, and it's a blessing to see the light and to see among our congregation here, you can see the light, and it's a real blessing.
When you treat everybody not nice, it's like really weird. It's not nice, but when you treat them good, it shows love.
Growing up, you were taught the difference between good and evil, and there comes a time when you have to start making them decisions for yourself and with what you know and what you've been taught and what you've learned, you can make the right decision.
For me, when it comes to decision making, I always like take a step back and think about, is what I'm about to do, is it pleasing to God, or is this going to, am I doing this just for myself, or am I doing it to help others? And as far as in between difference and right and wrong, I think, you know, especially people that are older, I think we all know, you know, what's right, what's wrong. But you have to, there are some decisions that you make that don't always, aren't as clear as, is this right or wrong? And I think when it comes to that, it's good to go to God with that kind of stuff.